Listener Production.
G'day, it's Dan McRae with your local news briefing. Now's a good time to have a look at your driving habits. Police in the Darling Downs will be out and about on the highways and roads over the next few days in a new operation aimed at curbing road trauma. Acting Inspector Craig Berry says the timing's just right as a lot of tourists head inland for winter, which means caravans and motorcycles travelling on unfamiliar roads. A 190-home housing development in Meringandan West has been given the green tick by the Toowoomba Regional Council. TRC Planning and Development Committee Chair Councillor Megan O'Hara-Sullivan says the development will help address the housing shortages in the region. Bus drivers in Toowoomba are scared to go to work, according to the Transport Workers Union. It follows reports of fare evasion, thefts, chroming, abuse and even assaults on the local urban runs, going from shopping centre to shopping centre. Region organiser for the TWU, Jeff Green, says they're currently circulating a petition and collecting drivers' stories to present to the government.
You know, I hear stories from drivers that come to me and say, you know, these crimes are being committed in shopping centres across Toowoomba. They run out, jump on a bus and use it as a free, you know, escape vehicle.
The TWU is working to get driver protection and safety officers on our local buses. Funding has been allocated. The controversial coal royalty scheme is rumoured to be driving a record surplus in next month's state budget. The Australian is reporting a $6 billion jump in revenue since December. The scheme, which taxes coal based on its current value, has been criticised by mining bodies and companies who claim it makes Queensland a risky place to invest. And finally, southern Queenslanders have shivered through a chilly one this morning, with temps dipping way into the negatives all over the joint. Negative 0.7 was recorded in Dalby, negative 1.5 in Warwick, negative 0.3 in Roma, and negative 1.7 in Kingaroy. The sun's well and truly out now, though, and the temperature in Toowoomba is sitting at 15 degrees.